33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Week 1. The Eucharist and the Pilgrim. Day 5. Fear of Missing Out. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Psalm 118:24. Without the purposeful determination of a pilgrim, we are destined to live a life of distraction. 150 years ago, Henry David Thoreau left Concord, Massachusetts because he believed it had become too noisy, too busy, too distracting. He went out to Walden Pond to reconnect with himself and with nature. It took him only 7 pages in his writings to conclude that most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Today, most men and women lead lives of distraction. Lack of focus leads to lack of commitment. And together these lead us to lives of quiet and not so quiet desperation. Consecration changes all of that. It challenges us to name what matters most. It gives us the clarity and wisdom to focus on the vital few rather than chasing the trivial many. It encourages us to place Jesus at the center of our days and weeks, and it liberates us from all the distraction and superficiality that dominates the culture. I had a college roommate who was constantly running from one thing to the next, sacrificing sleep and neglecting schoolwork. One day I asked him why he was choosing this path, and he said to me, "I don't want to miss out on anything during these 4 years." This state has come to be known as FOMO, fear of missing out. The idea that if we make the right choices, squeeze enough into each day, and become ultra-efficient, we won't miss out on things is a colossal error. More than an error, it is a delusion. You are going to miss out. In fact, you are certain to miss out on the great majority of things, experiences, and opportunities. One of the biggest traps a pilgrim can fall into is the trap of FOMO. Driven by the psychological nonsense of FOMO, many people make the worst decisions of their lives. FOMO also has a close cousin known as settling. The accepted wisdom of the vast universe known as the internet is that you should never settle. This is horrible advice. The two most common expressions of this nonsense relate to relationships and career. Settling romantically means committing to someone who is less than ideal for you. The professional version of this nonsense involves settling for a job that pays the bills and supports your family, rather than pursuing your dreams. The truth is this: you have to settle. You don't have a choice. It is unavoidable. Our lives are finite. You do not have infinite time on this earth to pursue all possibilities. Your time is limited. You cannot become successful at anything without first settling on that path. To become a successful teacher or doctor, you set aside the possibilities of other careers and commit yourself to being a teacher or a doctor. If you bounce from one career to the next, never mastering any particular craft, you are settling in a different, much more diabolical way. One of the main reasons so many young people are increasingly having trouble maintaining significant romantic relationships is because they want to keep all their options open. But keeping all your options open shuts down the possibility of success in the one relationship you are in at this moment. Every decision is a decision to miss out. Every choice for something is a choice to miss out on everything else. FOMO and settling both foster unrealistic ideals that nobody can live up to due to the innate limitations of life and all human beings. The result is a growing anxiety because we are constantly missing out and settling is inevitable. Consecrating ourselves to Jesus and the Eucharist changes all this. We are no longer afraid of missing out. We know it is preferable to miss out on most things because the only things that really matter are those that God has in mind just for you. Doing the will of God, therefore, transforms FOMO into JOMO. The joy of missing out. We each have to decide for ourselves if we are going to lead a life of distraction or a life of focus. The world promotes a shallow and superficial path, but this path doesn't lead anywhere worth going. I love what Willy Wonka says. A little nonsense now and then is treasured by the wisest men. Lightheartedness is a wonderful thing. Humor is a gift from God. But life is a serious thing. It should be taken seriously. Humor and lightheartedness are designed to help us carry the serious burden of life, not to avoid seriousness altogether. The world tells people, "You think too much." What a horrible message. The world tells people, "Relax, enjoy yourself." These are important, but when all you do is relax and enjoy yourself, chances are you are headed down a long, cold, dark, lonely road. This road leads to comfort addiction. A couple of weeks ago, I was speaking with a friend and he said something that made me stop and reflect. Everybody is looking for an easier, softer way. It's a generalization. It may not be true for everyone, but it sure seems true for most people. We want life to be easier. We want the path we walk to be softer. We want to be comfortable. Is comfort good for us? Is the comfortable path the way of the Christian? It seems that it isn't. This is not simply my opinion. There may be many things that seem unclear when we read the Gospels, but the general criteria for following Jesus is abundantly clear. In Matthew's Gospel, we read, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Deny yourself. Jesus was clear. He didn't promise or even allude to an easy path. He did not promise comfort. He promised quite the opposite. He set denial of self as a primary condition of discipleship, and he promised that each of us would have a cross of our own to carry. Why doesn't Jesus want us to get comfortable? The reason is simple, profound, and practical. He doesn't want us to forget that we are just passing through this world. We are pilgrims. When we get comfortable, we start to behave as if we are going to live on this earth forever, and we are not. Perhaps if our lives have become comfortable, that alone is a sign that we have wandered away from the gospel path. When was the last time you denied yourself? Was it a large or small thing? Consecrating yourself and your life to Jesus in the Eucharist is a serious thing. It will be uncomfortable at times, but it would also bring you spiritual gratification like none you have ever known before now. A little seriousness is deeply agreeable to the human spirit. Deep thought is good for us. The modern obsession with comfort is an aversion to depth and seriousness, and it exiles too many people from God, religion, spirituality, the church, dynamic relationships, healthy parenting, rigorous careers, and so much more. Jesus comforted people in their afflictions and afflicted people in their comfort. The saints did the same thing. If you sit in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, you can expect the same. He longs to comfort you in your afflictions and afflict you in your comfort. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Our lesson for today: one of the biggest traps a pilgrim can fall into is the trap of FOMO. Driven by the psychological nonsense of FOMO, many people make the worst decisions of their lives. The only things that matter are those that God has chosen for you. It is preferable to miss out on everything else. Doing the will of God transforms FOMO into JOMO, the joy of missing out. The virtue of the day: discipline. The virtue of discipline allows us to maximize our contribution to the world. Joy is a byproduct of realizing our God-given potential. You will never have more joy than discipline. By choosing to discipline ourselves, we suffer less and cause less suffering for others. Spiritual communion. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.